speaking with Florida Ag Commissioner Charlie Bronson, fifth annual Farm to Fuel, an event that that you conceived and believed in, and gosh, by the size of the crowd, it seems like it doubles each year it comes. Quite a movement going on here.
Well, I think it is. I think people are beginning to see now with all the new technologies out there and some of the other countries like Brazil that are steps ahead of us in Europe. They're beginning to see that there are real companies willing to come here and build plants if they can find the people to grow the source for them and supply them with a renewable fuel crop. So I think it's working exactly like we had hoped. It's working a little slower because of the economy, of course, but it's still going ahead, and a lot of people are here trying to cut business deals today.
That's what I was going to mention, too. This whole Farm to Fuel Summit concept wasn't necessarily in terms of putting technologies in place. It was more about putting people together to have those things a place to born out of.
Absolutely. Most conferences show one side of the business or another side of the business, but they don't include them all. From the very beginning, we decided we wanted to include all potential sides of the alternative fuel business. We wanted to invite the academia here, which we have. We've had some of the top scientists from around the world at our meetings. We wanted people who are going to invest money into plants and give them an opportunity to meet the people who can grow thousands of acres of fuel crops. And so we put the whole package together. Every single meeting we've had, a deal has been made. So everybody is hooking up on who can we get with to make this happen. And every year we've had at least one big deal that has come out of these meetings.
When you hear farm to fuel, it starts at the farm when we're talking about these crops. Is agricultural folks by and large, I know we see some pretty big guys in here in this crowd, but by and large in the state of Florida yet, do you think agricultural folks are informed enough about this as to where this thing is today and where it might be going?
I think they're becoming more informed with Farm Bureau making a presence here every year we've had this, the University of Florida, IFAS. I believe that more and more people are beginning to see this is going to happen, and it's going to happen big sometime in the future. There are going to be plants that are already being built now, and there are going to be bigger and more plants being built. New technologies are going to make it more efficient. We're going to be growing crops that are going to be 8 to 10 to 1 more efficient than the corn ethanol production type crop. So I think everybody's beginning to catch on that this thing is real and it's going to work.
Let me see if I can couch this question properly. When you think about the politics of this whole debate, climate change, global warming, all that, you couple that with federal agencies that are very much behind the concept here, as they've all talked about this morning from the administration and USDA and various sectors of it. Then you've got an EPA that's on one side ramping down on various methods agriculture needs to stay alive, while at the same time saying, hey, we're all in support of this growth. Make some sense of that for us, if you
can.
Well,
first of all, I've never been a global warming theorist. I know they're out there. I do believe in weather patterns, and anybody that's in agriculture don't believe in weather patterns won't be in agriculture very long, because we've had to deal with them for thousands of years. The thing that I think drives me is, sooner or later, we're going to lose getting oil and gas out of the Middle East. I mean, the extremists over there are doing everything they can to take over. Sooner or later, I think we're going to pay the price for that. We need alternative fuels to help us in our production in this country and to get into more manufacturing and production. And the only way to do that is to be self-sufficient in our fuel supply. And that means gas and oil, and that means alternative energy through crop production. It's renewable. We know it can be done every single year. There are new crops being developed to do that very thing. And as the bigger landowners go into fuel production, a lot of the small farms, the 5, 10, 15, 20-acre farms, are going to be back into food production again. They haven't been able to compete with the big boys, most of them, but now they'll get to grow a lot of our food supply, and I think it's going to shift back that way. And so we all benefit. And we keep all the thousands and upon millions of acres, actually, of open green space, and jobs are going to be created, gross domestic products going to be produced, and our economy is going to thrive again.
Boy, you know, we could go on with this for a long time, but changing gears real quick. I know you're in a hurry and got people waiting. Back cover says it all. This has been a huge accomplishment of your administration as Commissioner of Ag. Again, Charlie, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.